This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
First of all, neighbors, I'd like to make a special shout out to HelloFresh for supporting the Paracast. Receive $30 off your first week of deliveries when you go to HelloFresh.com and use the offer code Paracast30. We're here ready to ask the hard questions of Newfund's Executive Director, Jan Harzan. He'll join us in a few minutes, but first, we're going to cover some other stuff. Now, Chris, you've been fighting colds ever since you decided to attend a couple of UFO events.
Yeah, it's airplane air. I'm going to have to start wearing, I'm going Japanese and wearing my dust masks and filters when I go on airplanes. It's really an issue. I'm very susceptible to picking up little bugs here and there and fighting them off. And if I have to get my HVAC guy in here and figure out where I'm living, the heat doesn't work. I woke up and it was in the 40s here this morning, which is not conducive for getting over colds and that sort of thing. I'm all bundled up in my hoodie and I've got a little heater trying to keep my feet warm right now. But it's all good. I'm sure we'll be able to figure all that out in the meantime. Just haven't really attempted to look into, you know, what the electrical situation is with the thermostat and everything. There may be a battery that needs to be changed or something. I don't know. It's a new place. I've not really had the heat on. So, you know, it's getting used to and acclimated to the electronics and the system here. So that's just something I got to do. But it's all good. Things are going good otherwise with me, but we'll have to reserve judgment. I'm working on a California tour, speaking tour for January. It looks like I've got three places lined up, and I'm working on possibly expanding it up to Oregon and Washington. And, of course, speaking in O.C., this will be my fourth or fifth time going down to Jan Harzan's neck of the woods, you know, and you say, we're going to be asking the hard questions. Yeah, we will be, but don't forget, you know, Jan has helped us with the San Luis Valley Camera Project, and, you know, Orange County OC has helped us. They've also had me down there to speak, and they're considering having me down there to speak again. So I'm gonna leave the the real hard questions to you, Gene, because, you know, I'll be perfectly honest here. I do obviously have quite a bit of problems with MUFON right now. I think, and we're going to obviously be discussing this. There are some real major issues that I take exception to. I think MUFON should, you know, let's put it this way. It's a very fine line between entertainment and the scientific investigation of the UFO phenomenon. It's a very fine line in this day and age, and I'm going to have to be extra careful, politically correct, and all those sorts of things with how I deal with some of these tough questions, Gene. I'm putting it out there. MUFON, it's not like they are funding the San Luis Valley Camera Project. They put in a few hundred dollars, but you know, I don't like to bite the hand that feeds me, so to speak, and is trying to move the process forward. And plus, they're inviting me down to speak there at, you know, MUFON OC, of course, where Jan has been a long time fixture. So, gonna have to leave the bad cop.
Okay, the long and short of it is, Chris, let Jan hate me and not you. That's the way it is, right?
Well, no, I don't want Jan to hate anybody, Gene. I mean, if you're in this to have people hate you, I've got the wrong freaking co-host here, okay?
Well, you know what it is? In this field, people will hate you no matter what. I'll give you an example of that. We've had some reviews on YouTube for the recent Jacques Vallée appearance. Were you talking? about the San Luis Valley Project, and I just cut out one of the messages where somebody was saying, well, you're just in it to fundraise. And that was
it. That I am, right?
To raise funds for this project of yours, you were somehow roping in valet, which was preposterous because that is not what you were talking about during the episode.
No, not at all. And if I was only in this to fundraise, I would have had Kickstarter, GoFundMe, you fund it programs coming out the wazoo years ago.
Well, you know something real interesting here. What is it? Tom DeLong has had this fundraising project to the stars, whatever. And we haven't run the link, but some people have. I think he's up to like $1.5 million or $2 million now.
$2 million almost.
$2 million. Well, gosh. And that's pretty fast. You have to think here. How many projects raise that kind of capital unless it's for a retail product?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just there's a sucker born every minute. I'm sorry to say that, but you know, all that money is going to offset losses in other ventures that he's already tried to do, which has been very well demonstrated with several very good posts that I've read online about how the whole thing is being set up in terms of a business structure in the corporate side. So I'm going to be very interested to see what kind of dividend is going to be produced for all this investment.
Well, with the assumption here that if you pay, what, upwards of $200, that's the minimum.
Well, minimum.
Right. If you invest at least $200, wouldn't you expect to have some kind of return from it?
Well, it depends on how the Class B stock is set up. And, there's a lot of SEC mandated ins and outs on this. I have been involved in some startups and know a little bit about this, not much, and there are variations depending on the type of startup it is. I would just assume that everybody, if they were, even halfway intelligent, would not expect a dime of return on their investment if they're, a small kind of, $100 level, hundreds of dollar level investor. When you're starting to put in four or five figures, then I would hope that their sophistication, level of sophistication would be enough so that they would not be investing in something that was just throwing their money away. I would hope someone would, a sophisticated investor, I think is the term that the SEC uses, would have enough smarts to fully look at the potential upside and downside of any sort of investment scenario. I don't see this as being a viable investment in any stretch of the imagination. I see a bunch of guys that are recently retired from the intelligence communities, aerospace, physics, that sort of thing, looking for a possible vehicle to attach themselves to maybe generate a little income in their retirement, and an absolute neophyte dupe who's sitting as the figurehead who has, quote, read all the books, so he, quote, knows everything. Anybody that can make such an asinine statement as that and actually be taken seriously says volumes about the level of intelligence that we have in the ufological community out there. And I of course, our listeners are the exception to that. But it's a sad state of affairs if anybody thinks Tom DeLong has a snowball's chance in hell of producing anything worth value, anything worth furthering our knowledge about these wonderful subjects. I think you are an absolute fool if you buy into anything that this guy is promising.
Now, I should point out here something we mentioned with Kevin Randall, since he's written on the subject. It looks like at least some of the sources that Tom DeLong claims to have are just the UFO books he's read.
The wrong UFO books he's read.
Right.
And look at some of the videos he's touting. I mean, obvious CGI hoaxes. Hello, people. Wake up. Hello. McFlies. Anybody in there?
We're going to have Jan Harzan, the executive director of MUFON, coming up. We'll also remind you that we're going to, as always, invite you to join the PowerCast Plus at plus.thepowercast.com, where you get the After the PowerCast podcast and lots more goodies. More goodies to come. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo Tote Bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So I'm looking here, and I'm connecting on Skype with Jan Harzan. And what do I see? An avatar that looks remarkably like Ron James after being up for about 48 hours straight. And I'm wondering here, is Ron James shape-shifting to become Jan Harzan? Jan, tell us it's not so.
Gene, you're funny. No,
that's what most people don't agree with you on.
Yeah, that's an avatar left over from the 2017 symposium where we were trying to Skype in Gary McKinnon from England. Ron borrowed my computer and set it up, so I have to change the avatar back, I guess, huh?
I would recommend it. I don't want people to be frightened off.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Right.
Take care right after this call.
Now, before we got started with you, we were talking briefly about this fundraising thing going on with Tom DeLonge, where this To the Stars project, he's raised like $2 million so far in just a few weeks. And you got to think, what's he doing that you're not doing?
I'm asking myself that same question, Gene. Pretty phenomenal. I think he's got some big money backers helping. I haven't looked through the actual how many donations and what size they are. But, hey, my hat's off to him. I mean, boy, if you could raise $2 million in about a month, that's a pretty phenomenal thing, right?
Yeah. Well, I was mentioning to Gene before you came on, Jan, that anybody that's hoping for some sort of investment, return on investment, boy, I'll tell you, there's a sucker born every minute on this planet, if that's the case, because I don't see a snowball's chance in hell of these folks, no matter how well-intentioned and how grandiose the vision, I don't see anything coming out of this except maybe some bad sci-fi entertainment or something, which we'll talk about that whole subject here as we go on today, but I don't know. I'm not getting a good feeling about it.
Well, I think you need to separate the investment aspect of it from who's doing the talking, because, you know, the one thing we all want in ufology is for disclosure. Right? I mean, we're all clamoring for the President of the United States or somebody of significance to step to a podium and lay it out to us that exactly what's going on. This may be as close as we get to a disclosure if you look at the caliber of the people who were on stage with Tom.
I understand here, not all of us, Jan, believe that disclosure is ever going to happen or that the government knows enough to disclose. I think if they don't have answers, they're not going to admit that, right?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, I don't think our government has the knowledge to disclose. Whoever is working this behind the scenes has got it so well buried and so well hidden that even people working in the government like Christopher Mellon. Chris contacted me about 2 years ago wanting to get involved with MUFON, and he and I chatted, and he's got a very deep background in working in Congress as a staffer for the Senate Minority, I think, leader for the Senate Intelligence Committee. He's worked with Department of Defense. He's worked with Intelligence. He knows quite a few people up there on the Hill, and his question to me, the reason he wanted to talk to me is he wanted to ask me the question, what are these triangles? And my answer back to him was very simple. I said, well, Chris, I was hoping you could tell me that, right? Because we think they're ours, you know?
Yeah.
His answer to me was, well, they're not ours. They're somebody else's. So, you know, so whose are they? And that's kind of a frightening thing. I mean, if the people who are talking to the highest levels of the NSA, the CIA, the military don't know what these things are, that's kind of a frightening thought.
But then you're assuming they do know what these things are.
I think somebody knows what these things are. I think our problem with this whole thing is it's so well compartmentalized that it's hidden from the guy standing in the room next to you doesn't know what you know, and you don't know what the guy in the other room knows.
Right.
And so we need to somehow bring this out into the light and begin discussing it. And I see that as kind of this TTS, if there's one thing that it can do, is maybe get a conversation going with military people, intelligence people who aren't on the inside. I mean, there are obviously some. I believe there are actually some.
You're leaving out a major component, and that's the aerospace industry, the high-tech private sector.
Well,
I mean, that's where all these secrets are being buried. And to me, it's obvious.
Chris, that's a good point. And one of the people on that panel was from the Lockheed Martin Skunk Works. So I go back to my conversation some 34 years ago now with Ben Rich, where he said, we have the technology to take ET home. If it's been 34 years and we've had that technology, what have we done with it? I mean, we didn't sit on it. Somebody had to do something with it. So I think this could be the crack in the door to get disclosure, if not directly through the people who've already done it, is maybe to recreate it in the white world. So that's my hope. That's my, I think that's a possibility that could happen. Whether it does happen, I don't, who knows. But, I mean, I'm looking at it as, okay, we have some very, very high-level, well-connected people in the Department of Defense, in our intelligence community, in our private industry, in our Congress, government, you know, doing their own personal research in the case of Hal Puthoff. If these guys can't make it happen, I don't know who can. I mean, I'd love for Trump to just invade Area 51 and divulge all the secrets. I don't think it's going to happen.
Right. Yeah, and immediately demand that a McDonald's be put there for all his visits.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So in my director's message to the 4,000 MUFON members this month, I basically said, look, I mean, this is a pretty significant event to have happened. And privately, I told people, look, the investment decision is yours. If you want to invest in it, fine. I would look at it as a donation, not like you're going to get a return on it. But that's just me. But on the other hand, I said, in talking with Chris Mellon, because I did call him after this announcement just to kind of find out more about what this whole thing and what their hope was. His belief is that if we can get Congress to look at this one case from 2004 on the Nimitz, where I think it was three different F-18s got scrambled and they chased this craft around the skies and got it on, you know, gun camera footage of it, that may open the door. Now, his words to me were, Jan, we're not going to go into Congress with, we want to talk about alien bodies or crash saucers or this. We're going to say, look, there was this incident on a major aircraft carrier in the U.S. Navy of a device that they chased, a device of high technology. Whose was it? You know, and you ask that question and you have an inquiry, which is could be a closed door inquiry, could be an open door inquiry. And the congressmen and senators start asking questions of these pilots and look and reviewing the gun camera footage. And pretty soon it becomes like, well, whose technology, if this is not our technology, whose technology is it? That opens the door to how many more of these things have there been?
And yeah, but you're going back in time here, which I kind of like to do, and people say, I'm stuck in the 50s. And yeah. Back in the 50s, Major Kehoe and NICAP were lobbying for congressional hearings. They got the hearings in the 1960s, and they got the Condon Committee. And where'd that go? And of course, MUFON came after that, as we know, when you started up in 69 as the Midwest UFO Network, I remember.
Yeah. Well, you know, in fact, when this all broke, I called a number of different people in the UFO community, one of them being Stephen Greer, to ask him, what are your thoughts on this whole thing?
Let's stop right here, and let me do a break. We'll get into more of what Jan did and about disclosure and things like that, and we have a bunch of questions about MUFON to ask. More to come with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
A reminder once again very quickly to check out the Paracast Plus. We feature the After the Paracast podcast and lots of goodies. We even offer access, exclusive access to the first two episodes of Haunted, this Canadian ghost hunting show from Paul Kimball and Holly Stevens. But it's a little tricky to do it. You kind of have to send a private message in our forums to Paul to give you the password. But only Paracast Plus members can get it. Check out plus.theparacast.com. Plus.theparacast.com. Now, we have Jan Harzan, Executive Director of MUFON. You were mentioning, Jan, before we split for a quick break, getting in touch with Stephen Greer. Now, you know, as we know, that his reputation's kind of shaky these days. Was that the move to make?
He wasn't the only guy I talked to. I talked to a number of different people, but go ahead. Finish your comment, and then we'll go in.
Well, I think it's fairly obvious in terms of Greer. I think in the early days, it looked like he was strictly looking for some kind of disclosure. Now he appears to just be in it for himself, to be blunt.
Well, yeah, and then that's a whole other discussion. You know, I've known Stephen for 25 years.
Yeah, as have I.
Yeah, as has Chris. You know, I think that the Disclosure Project back in 2001 was a huge event that got some eyeballs on this whole topic. Yeah. And, of course, Steve Bassett followed up with it several years later, about four or five years ago, did another great disclosure event. The difference between those events and what happened here on October 11th is it was the insiders doing the disclosure. It wasn't ufologists or people who have a interest in this topic bringing their military and defense friends together. So to me, it's a different thing that happened here on October 11th.
It's a major step forward. There's no question, Jan, that this is a major development. But when it comes to Stephen Greer, like I told him back in 1994, his message is more important than he is.
Yes, and I don't disagree with you. You know, I think in this field we all need to lose our egos, because there are too many egos in this field, and it's hurting things. We need to be focused on what the mission is, which is discovering the truth behind these craft that are seen in our skies daily. I mean, reports pour in every day to MUFON on these things. So now the two things I've heard about this whole TTS thing, I've been watching kind of the chatter even within MUFON of people talking about it. There seem to be two major concerns. One is the financial aspects of it from an investment standpoint. And the other is this, quote, evil alien tone. You know, I didn't hear any evil alien tone on this call. And I've talked to Hal Putoff. I've talked to Chris Mellon. I don't know the other gentleman personally, so I haven't talked to them. But I don't pick up any evil alien tones in this thing. And what I told individuals who were concerned about this is, look, the first thing we need to do is make this a major conversation among the general public, because what I find, I don't know what you guys do, but when I talk to people, I mean, friends, church members, club members, people I just know through many associations, the general attitude is, oh, interesting, but they really aren't interested in this. I had coffee with the CEO of a restaurant company here just 2 days ago, and he wanted to know more about what I did because he heard about, you know, MUFON. But when we got done with the whole thing, his comment to me was, well, this is all very interesting. He says, but, you know, it really doesn't affect me. So I'm not going to even spend any time thinking about it. And to me, that's just like frightful, because you have advanced intelligences from wherever they're coming from, coming here, interacting with people on this planet. And the general population is completely clueless, other than maybe watching an occasional something on the Sci-Fi Channel or History or whatever. But we've got to wake up the world that this is going on, right?
Well, you know, the thing I'm going to ask you then, are you more interested in getting out the message or evangelizing UFO reality, or engaging in scientific research to know exactly what they really are?
Well, for me, it's the latter. I mean, but first you have to wake up the world, because here's our problem. Our problem is today scientists and engineers don't want to work on, and not that they don't want to work on this, but they can't work on it, because if they do, they get ostracized, they get marginalized. I mean, scientists don't want to touch the word UFO. You notice that these people always put it in other words, unidentified aerial phenomenon. You know, I loved Hillary's comments. You know, we don't call it UFOs, we call it unidentified aerial phenomenon. Well, I don't care what you call it, it's a UFO.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah, but these beings, or whoever they are so far advanced from us. I mean, whether it's 100 years more, 1,000 years more, or 1,000,000 years more, that if we would just take the time to study and understand it from a physics standpoint, there's no reason why we couldn't advance our own civilization hundreds of years. And I think that was said in the trailer to this TTS by Hal Putoff, or one of the scientists. We could leap forward to the 25th century if we pay attention to this. Yeah. And the problem is today, scientists can't study it. There's no funding out of the National Science Foundation.
Not only that, Jan, but we just had John Alexander on here a couple of weeks ago, and that's been his mantra ever since I've been listening to his public statements, is we have to make it allowable for scientists to profess an interest, just to profess an interest in the subject.
Yes.
Without having them to be in fear of research grant money, tenure, any sort of academic ridicule. We have to take the stigma off this subject, and we can't do anything until that happens.
Well, exactly. And so now you have guys who are like, you know, I don't know about the number two guy in the CIA. You've got people who were in the intelligence community within the Department of Defense. You've got a guy who worked within Congress. If these guys can get Congress to look at this thing and legitimize it as something worth studying, I think it just opens the door wide open to allow exactly that to happen. And that's why I would be supportive of it.
Right. But the thing I wonder about here is how far you push the message. If you say, let's look for these interstellar visitors, it then becomes science fiction. But if you say, we have these events, things are being seen. They seem to exhibit intelligent control. We photograph them. Sometimes they see beings in connection with them, etc. Therefore, we have a mystery that we need to understand. Let's see what's going on. That may be more politically correct, which is, I think, why some people avoid specifying any final answer or conclusion. It's better to say, here's what's going on that we don't understand, that's not being explained. Let's figure it out. Do you see the distinction?
Yeah, no, I agree with what you're saying, Gene. I mean, you've got to approach it very cautiously. And I think that's what Chris Mellon is trying to do with this whole 2004 Nimitz case. He's not going in there saying, we had a flying saucer from Zeta Reticuli flying around our skies. Let's go look into it. Basically, they're saying, look, there was this incident on the Nimitz where jet fighter craft were scrambled to a possible, you know, call it a threat, whatever you want to call it. And they captured some technology which is so far advanced that it's amazing. And oh, guess what? It's not ours. You know, so whose is it? Is it the Russians? Is it the Chinese? No, no. I mean, you know, and so you go down the track. Well, how many more of these incidents have there been? Well, I can just tell you from the reports we get, there's been a lot of these types of incidents on our military aircraft. We all know that these objects tend to go to military installations, nuclear power plants, and places where anti-gravity research is being done. I mean, that's just been the history of this phenomenon. That's where these things are seen many, many times. So, I don't know what else to say. I'm going to ask you
a bigger question, which is, all right, you guys have been at it since 1969. What is that, 48 years?
48 years.
Yeah, seems like only yesterday. And we're going to have to split in a minute for a piece of business. But let's focus on that for a second. Based on what you knew then and what you know now about what's going on, and I think we'll hold the answer to our next segment, but based on the awareness of what the original founders of the Midwest UFO Network knew in 1969 based on what you folks know now, in 2017, what, in general, have you learned about the UFO phenomena? I'm going to ask that question now, and we'll have a chance to answer our next segment with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is nuclear physicist lecturer Stanton Friedman. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Jan Harzan, what have you guys learned over the 48 years?
That's a broad question, Gene. Thanks for asking it. Well, I think one thing for sure is that these objects are real. And, of course, we've known that for the better part of the 48 years. They appear to exhibit advanced physics that we don't currently understand, or at least we don't understand in the white world. I think from my own mindset, they appear to be able to manipulate space and time. I mean, I don't know from my own personal experiences. I mean, they seem to be able to manipulate space and time, which means that they could come from any place in space and time. They don't necessarily need to be from this universe here. They could be from another universe. They don't necessarily need to be from this solar system or this star system. But it is something that is so far advanced from our understanding of how reality is shaped, how consciousness is shaped, that it begs further exploration into all of these areas to try to figure it out. Now, I've had the opportunity over the last 2 years to be welcomed into a community of physicists and scientists who are working on advanced UFO propulsion, and one of those being James Woodward, who spoke at our 2017 symposium up in Las Vegas, in his laboratory where he was showing me some mach effects, which are part of Einstein's general theory of relativity. As he was showing me his experiments and things he was working on, he stopped and he said, "Jan, you know, some point in the future, maybe 100 years from now," then he paused and he said, "no, maybe 20 or 30 years from now, you'll be able to wear a device on your wrist and you'll be able to put in a time and a place, press a button, and your own personal wormhole will open up and you'll be able to step through to that place and time." Now, I'm thinking to myself, well, that would certainly explain a lot of what we're seeing in the UFO phenomenon, right? Just think of Skinwalker Ranch and the things they reported happening up there. You know, I just think it's so phenomenally, you know, incredible that we really need to step into that future, which is why I've been involved in this whole thing since the day I had my own close encounter at the age of 10, because I realized that the technology these craft are displaying and these beings who probably fly them is something that if we could quickly get there, we could really solve a lot of problems on this planet. So the search is still going on, Gene. I mean, it's not conclusive. I mean, even if they came out tomorrow and said, yes, absolutely, these are from extraterrestrials or from interdimensionals or however you want to put it, and they know this, that, and the other, I don't think it'll close, because I think that'll only open the curiosity box for most people who will want to know more about, well, who are these beings? Where are they from? Why are they here? What is our relationship to them? So I think there's a whole lot more that needs to be done in this whole space I'm challenging our ERT team to try to pull some of this data together, because I think that's the next step for this whole field, which is, okay, great, we know they're real. We actually now understand how they get here from there, but now we want to learn more about who they are.
Well, we don't understand how they get here from there. We are theorizing.
Well, yeah, no, but I'm saying, but if I'm talking at a point in the future, let's say 10 years from now, 20 years, we now understand that. At that point, I think, and it's general knowledge to the average guy in the street that we're being visited on a regular basis by other intelligences, I think the next question in their mind is going to be, well, who are these people, right? I mean, that'd be the logical question you'd ask.
Well, then we have to also assume if they are extraterrestrials, interdimensionals, whatever. How long have they really been here? Because we could talk about the so-called ancient astronauts, about weird things happening all through the centuries, not just something that started in 1947. And in that case, if you have an intelligence that's been here so long, and we assume have continued to develop their technology, would we even be able to recognize it? I mean, if they can open up a wormhole and go from here to there, why would they need flying saucers?
That's a good question. I mean, that's the question when people go down the track of demonology. I always say, well, why do demons need a craft to fly from here to there?
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, as Captain Kirk said once, why does God need a spaceship?
Yeah. Well, you know, again, I need to interject something here. I'm constantly asked by, you know, people, they find out, you know, however, that I'm interested in all these types of subjects. And they go, you know, some of the other people, oh, you're into aliens. And my stock answer is always, well, wait a minute. How do you know that they're the aliens? How do we know that we're not the aliens and that they've been here longer than we have and we aren't even from here? You know, people make all these knee-jerk assumptions that we're dealing with visitors from elsewhere and that we're the ones that are supposed to be here. It may be topsy-turvy. It may be 180 degrees different. And until we're able to establish the playing field and the players, obviously in the playing field, I think would be the next step. But until we're able to make some very basic determinations, I mean, we're going to be spinning our wheels. And maybe that's why this whole phenomenon is here to begin with. Going back to, you know, Valet 101, maybe this is just some sort of collective sort of control mechanism to pull us off planet, let's say, to go out and see the universe, to take some of the pressure off the wonderful biodiversity and the environment here. You know, maybe this is just some sort of ruse to get us off planet, that it has nothing to do with other intelligences, other creatures, other agendas, you know, technologically based scenarios that are grounded in some sort of other civilization, let's say. You know, until we, I think, really grasp the full philosophical implications of what we're dealing with, I don't think we have a snowball chance in hell of figuring out what it is that we're dealing with, why they're here, and what their agenda is.
Yeah, well, Chris, along those lines, I mean, I think this is kind of where you were going with it. I mean, this could be a civilization that grew up on Earth, you know, a million years ago, and for whatever reason decided to go underground, right, or go under the oceans or wherever they went. And so it could just be past civilizations from our own planet, right? That's another possibility.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, I've always had the sense that we're dealing with other tenants in the building, and that possibly reptilians are dinosaurs that actually evolved before the end of the Cretaceous, went off planet, got off planet to save themselves, and now coming back to you know, check out you know, the old stomping grounds and see if maybe they want to reappropriate the real estate.
When you talk about ancient civilizations leaving the Earth, that's the classic legend of the Deros and the Tiros from Richard Schaefer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's a ring to it.
Well, but what if they never left the Earth? What if they just decided to go live under the Earth or something? You know, who knows? You know,
or in the caves.
Or in the caves, yeah. I mean, it's
or in the Earth's mantle. I saw this weird Edward Snowden, which I haven't seen any further mention of this, but supposedly there's some sort of monitoring program going on in the Earth's trenches where we have the deep volcanic vents, and that objects are being monitored leaving and entering some of the deepest portions of the ocean to some sort of subterranean oceanic realm or something, and that the government knows, and the president gets daily reports. I saw some crazy story that obviously had a ring of hoax and fake news, I think is the term du jour right now. But that whole scenario, I think has just as much relevance in terms of hypotheticals as any sort of ET coming from another star system does, or any interdimensionals or any of that sort of thing. I've always said, exhaust all closed system scenarios before jumping off planet. I mean, that's been my mantra for many years, and I'll stick to it. I think this is really important that we establish what we're dealing with here just on the very basic level before we even attempt to try to interpret the actions or second-guess agendas, that sort of thing. So
it just shows that we have a lot more work to do, right, Chris? We have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, and I think hard data monitoring of hotspot areas is the logical place to start, and I know Jan agrees with me on that and on some level. And you know, obviously monitoring activity is important, but getting real-time data, you know, on a daily basis that's scientific in nature and has, you know, real numbers attached to it and real data attached to it, to me, is the obvious way to go. And even if we attempt to do it and we're circumvented by some sort of tricksterish agenda, a la the Sherman Ranch or Skinwalker Ranch, that speaks volumes just in and of itself. We're able to determine a lot from being circumvented from our process.
Mm-hmm. No, I couldn't agree with you more. You know, we're entering a time in our history with computer technology, the internet, everything else, that real-time monitoring is now much easier to do than it was 20 years ago or 30 years ago. So I mean, there's no reason why we shouldn't be wiring these areas up like San Luis Valley and others to be able to monitor this stuff from a number of different perspectives, not just video but and audio, but, you know, magnetometers and you name it. We should be able to get
gravitometers, infrared, all sorts of stuff, yeah.
We've got to do our break, and we got more to come with Jan Harzan. And Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.